The good life is one inspired by love and guided by knowledge. You'll find both love and knowledge here on The Misdiagnosed Life. Here is your host, Beverly Butler.
According to some of the latest research, we're all being exposed to 84,000 chemicals and counting. And these are all legal, and for the most part, they're unregulated. And some say we're actually living in a chemical soup. And this is greatly affecting our health in a number of ways, and it's not in any good ways. For instance, we're seeing early puberty in children. We're seeing an increase in cancer and an increase in metabolic and neurological diseases, just to name a few. And we're learning more and more of just how important it is to detoxify our body and get these toxins out. And, you know, if you're a regular listener of this show, you know that I've talked a lot about toxins and a lot about the problems that it causes. But believe it or not, there are still people out there that think, you know, we don't have toxins. You know, that's just people just trying to sell something, or you're just ill-informed or whatever. They just don't believe it. Well, I've got an expert in this area today with me on the show. Her name is Robin Openshaw, and she's a researcher and a detoxification expert who studied this for 25 years. And she's tested several different detoxification programs and has developed her own. She's taken the best of all of them and developed her own. And she does this two or three times a year, and she's very, very healthy. And she's seen her health improve tremendously over the last few years. So this is a lady that knows what she's talking about. Now, her site is greensmoothiegirl.com, and she's known as the Green Smoothie Girl over the internet. Now, some of you have seen probably that my posting on some social media, I posted a green smoothie that I blended myself. I tested this a little bit before today, just to kind of see how this stuff, you know, kind of how it tasted and that kind of a thing. And I will say it did taste good. And I'm not making that up. I did put a little stevia in it, though, because I like a little sweetness there. But I did try the green smoothie, one of the green smoothies she recommends, and it tasted really good. So I have her with me on the show today, and I'm very excited. Robin, welcome to the show. And why detox? I mean, there's skeptics out there. They say, well, that's what the liver's supposed to do, our skin. You know, we sweat toxins out when we sweat. You know, exercising helps move toxins and get them out of our system. We have kidneys, our colon, all this stuff. God has made our body to detoxify all these things out of our system. Why are you making such a big deal about detoxing?
Oh, Beverly, it's nice to be here. First of all, thank you. And that's a question I get a lot, too, is people say, we don't need a detox. I have a liver that's, you know, flushing my blood every 4 minutes. And, you know, we do. We have really highly effective detoxification processes and systems in the body, the lymphatic system, the circulatory system, the respiratory system. You know, the lymph and the blood work together. If the blood brings in the groceries, the lymph takes out the trash. With all these amazing organs, you know, the kidneys are devoted to cleansing. The gallbladder plays a role. Why on earth would I go through a detox? Well, the reason is exactly what you said. There's 84,000 approved chemicals, and they're in our water, they're in our air, they're in our cosmetics, they're in our food. And most Americans are eating a lot of processed food. Those are really full of chemicals, and our food has been altered. Most of us are eating genetically modified organisms, hybridized grains, lots of crazy stuff that we didn't have four generations ago. And so if we lived at the top of the Alps and we were drinking pristine, you know, snow melt water, and we grew everything that we ate, breathing clean air, then, and, you know, not wearing cosmetics and putting lotions on our skin, that, you know, average woman's exposed to at least 100 toxic chemicals just through her cosmetics in a week. If we didn't live in this toxic soup, then we would probably be just fine, and there would be no need for this sort of unnatural idea of, you know, spending, you know, what I teach, which is a devoted 26 days of eating a very specific diet with all the detoxifying foods and none of the foods that cause the toxicity in the first place, which is one of the subjects that I teach. We wouldn't have a need for that, but you know, it's just like if you were driving your car in the Dust Bowl, would you be able to get away with changing your air filter and your oil filter over only every 5,000 miles or every year or whatever, whenever we're supposed to change our air filter? if you were driving the Dust Bowl, you would have to be changing those filters more often. And so our organs of elimination get backed up, and that shows up as our cells being inflamed. It shows up as fatty liver disease. It shows up as, you know, we get a virus or a bacterial infection and our lymph glands swell up because they're backed up. It shows up as kidney disease. It can show up in, you know, 100 different diagnoses. And, you know, modern medicine isn't trained to think of optimizing detoxification pathways. They're trained to give you a drug to make you feel better and to sort of blunt some symptoms. So our MDs aren't trained in optimizing the detoxification pathways of the body, but that's been a lot of my career, is teaching people to eat whole foods, first of all. But then another thing that really dramatically changed my life all those years ago is discovering to just, you know, spend some energy detoxifying twice a year. And, you know, because 25 years ago, I was 70 pounds overweight. I had 21 different diseases. I had a giant tumor. I mean, everything from heart disease to autoimmune disease to cancer. I don't know if my tumor was cancerous. It probably wasn't, but it was big. It was about 4 inches across, a big tumor under my arm. All those things disappeared when I did two major things. One is just like made really significant changes to my diet so that I was eating more whole foods and less processed foods, like a lot more whole foods and a lot less processed foods, very little processed food, to be honest. And then the other thing is to just respect my body. And it wasn't just my body. I mean, when I detoxified, I discovered remarkable emotional, even spiritual benefits as floods of toxins left my body. You can feel it. Now, I've taken 8,000 people through a detoxification process, supported them through it. And, you know, they lose weight, but they're not focusing on weight loss. Like, we try to really work on your mentality of, let's not talk about calories. Let's not focus on, you know, getting on the scale every day and, you know, how many calories did we eat? We don't talk about that. We don't care about calories. People can eat as much as they want on our program, which shocks them. And some of them are like, I was never hungry for 26 whole days. How did I lose 18 pounds in 26 days? And so bottom line is, the reason, even though we have a kidney, even though we have a liver, we need to detoxify, isn't that we don't have organs of elimination. It's that they get plugged up and they need help. And
they're overworked.
They're overworked, and you know, when you take the filter out and replace it, they could just do their job better. They're not fighting against so many chemical toxins lodged in our various organs, tissues, especially our fat stores. Our fat stores actually are where the most toxicity is. And that's because that's the job of the fat in the body, is it's holding the toxins. It's holding all those chemicals that don't belong in there and that would really gum up the works and that would really bring your kidneys to their knees. And so be glad you have some fat stores. Now, you might be saying, no, I don't want the fat stores. Well, the key to ditching the fat stores is detoxifying, because your body's going to hoard that fat if it's full of pesticides and herbicides and air pollution and heavy metals and all the exposure that we get.
Yeah, the fat's actually saving our lives. Really,
or could be
for sure. Now, for those who are still a little skeptic out there of this problem, there's the Environmental Working Group, or otherwise known as EWG, did a study here a few years ago, not long ago, actually. I think several years ago in 2005. Now, this was, keep in mind, this was about 12 years ago. They said the study stated that there was an average of 200 toxins they found in the umbilical cord of infants born in the U.S. Now, the study as a whole said that they actually found 287 chemicals that they detected in the umbilical cord. The average was 200, but all in all, it was 287. Then they also say that we know that 180 cause cancer in humans or animals, 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal tests. And it says the dangers of pre- or postnatal exposure to this complex mixture of carcinogens, developmental toxins, and neurotoxins, and get this, have never been studied. And we wonder why ADHD is going off the chart. Autism is increasing tremendously, and we're having all kinds of problems. Cancer is increasing, and all kind of problems are increasing. And, you know, I would suggest it's you know, as this study shows, this is definitely one of the causes. I wouldn't say it would be the only thing, but for sure, one of the causes of all these problems. And so this just underlines and emphasizes the importance of detoxing. And I've always been a firm believer in detoxifying our bodies. And I got a firsthand experience with that when I was with my daughter at Lyme Clinic for over a year. And I could see the effects of the IVs and what they were doing. Of course, that's a more drastic way of detoxifying, but they were doing other things also. There were some very, very sick people there. But it really opened my eyes up even more. And I had already done some detoxification programs years earlier, so I'm a firm believer in it, but it just really took my concern about toxins to a whole new level after being down there. And just in the research I do and seeing and studying all this stuff, toxins are just such a huge problem. I mean, we are so bombarded, and these chemicals, they're just increasing every year. They're not decreasing. And that's also another problem. Now, you talk about the toxic body burden, Robin. What is that exactly? Explain what that is.
Toxic body burden is really pretty simple. It's like A minus B equals C. C is the toxic body burden. A is all the input of chemicals like we're talking about, you know, like in the newborn baby, in that research study that you refer to. I think it's 236 chemicals found in newborn's umbilical cord. So that would be the toxic body burden, because that's what the chemicals that the little, you know, fetus was exposed to, generally through her mother, that were brought in, minus the amount that her body was able to eliminate, is C, the final tally would be that toxic body burden. And so, you know, I wouldn't want somebody to hear that. I mean, I keep reading about the umbilical cord study, and I wouldn't want somebody to hear that and think, you know, well, forget it, I'm screwed. Like, if a newborn baby is born that toxic, there's nothing I can do about it. You know what? We can't take that position. And one thing we can do is we can stop buying processed foods. We can stop rewarding in the economy the companies that are selling all kinds of horrors to the public. But another thing we can do is we can, you know, nurture our body's elimination channels. And for me, that means taking time out twice a year and doing a 26-day program. And that doesn't mean I climb in bed and don't do anything. I'm working, I'm working out, I'm a competitive athlete, I'm doing my thing. There's nothing I'm not doing. But what I mean is, I'm not drinking coffee, I'm not drinking wine, I'm not eating chocolate. I am following the diet to eat only the kinds of foods that rest the body's metabolic system. So, you know, if you're spending 65% of your body's energy metabolizing food, that's just an average, right? And people who eat a lot more meat, because meat is really hard on your liver and your pancreas, have to produce a lot of enzymes to digest meat, because it doesn't have any digestive enzymes in it like greens or vegetables or fruits do. So, you know, the average person, it takes 65% of your body's energy just to break down your food and make it into usable energy. And so when you go through my detox, you are using a small fraction of that to metabolize foods. The foods that you're eating are extremely soothing. They're high in fiber, they're high in micronutrients, and they're helping you clean house. They're helping you clean house and optimize. And then we have you do some simple practices every day to keep things moving, because, wow, the output is big, right? You start eliminating a lot more. You're eliminating through your skin. You're eliminating through your kidneys. You're eliminating through your colon. Like, stuff that may have been in there for 20 years is coming out. And so anyway, you know, there's a lot of value to just bringing that toxic body burden, that toxic load down. And miraculous things happen. Remarkable things happen when we just get a little bit quiet and follow some protocols to rest the sort of urgent and important issues that the body does, to use Stephen Covey's ideas. You know, if we're always in urgent and important and all of our energy is going there, then we don't ever get to the important but not urgent stuff.
Right. And I think it's interesting that you said that it takes 65% of our body's energy on average to digest food. And this is very interesting because I've noticed myself sometimes after a certain meal, I try not to eat very much, but sometimes I eat a little more than I should. And especially if I've not eaten all day. And I've noticed about an hour or two later, I'll get real tired and sleepy. And this is what happens a lot of times when, like, you eat too much, or, you know, especially if you're not eating much all day, and it'll make you tired. And I actually stumbled across this a few years ago. I got really busy, and I used to wake up and eat breakfast every morning and all that kind of thing, because I was raised to do that. But a lot of times, depending on what I ate, I would get tired, you know, maybe a couple of hours after, and then after I'd eat lunch, I'd get tired about a couple hours after that, you know, and it didn't dawn on me 2 years later what was going on when I realized that when I didn't eat or didn't eat much, you know, breakfast and lunch, I had all kinds of energy, and I could do and just keep going, you know. But I think sometimes when, especially if your energy reserves are kind of low anyway, if when you eat and you get sleepy, that's a telltale sign that you know, maybe you ate too much, or, you know, that's why you're getting sleepy, is because your body's so busy digesting food. And it's also makes you think that if your body is busy digesting food, then it can't clean house. And so this is what is really good about, and I've done fast before. I mean, a liquid fast, I had never done a water fast, but I've done these detoxing type things. That's a lot worse, I'm sure, than your program, because I would get hungry on it. But what happened, it was a 10 day liquid fast. I'd blend and juice just healthy vegetables and stuff similar to yours, but it was a little more strict, a little harder than yours would be to do, I think. But I had wonderful results. I got to feeling so much better after I got finished. I think I lost like 8 or 9 pounds in 10 days, and it stayed off for a long time. And but eventually, you know, eventually came back. But I think this is phenomenal to do this twice a year. And you've been doing this for several years now, haven't you?
I've been doing this for 20 years.
Wow. And so when you're taking these live foods in that your body doesn't have to work too hard to digest, then your body can save that energy. Instead of digesting so much food, it can take that energy and clean house and get rid of the toxins and help you get healthier. And that is really, really important to having good health, especially as we've been talking about this day and time. Now, you say that there are 7 kinds of toxins in our body. What are they? Just briefly tell us what they are and what you know, where they came from.
Yeah, I'll just touch on a few of them, because this is a lengthy subject, and you're gonna point in your show notes to a free video class that we're making available to those who follow your radio show. And one of the subjects is, could toxicity be why I'm sick? And your medical doctor, unless he is very, very holistic leaning and he's gotten a bunch of extra training that they don't offer in medical school, and he's kind of self-trained and, you know, gone different paths, we usually call those kinds of practitioners functional medicine practitioners. And they could be anything from an MD, which is fairly rare, but it does happen that MDs say, even though, wow, I'm making tons of money and my whole culture really values me because I'm a doctor, I can see that just giving people drugs all day, every day is not particularly serving them. And I want more. I want to help people get to the root cause. I want to help people heal. I don't just want to throw drugs at people and cut them open and remove things and repair things. I want to do more. Those kinds of doctors do delve into more. But generally speaking, your MD isn't going to talk to you about toxicity because he isn't trained in it. It's not that it's wrong. It's not that, you know, the most dangerous attitude you can take is, well, if this was real, my doctor would tell me about it, because your doctor is trained by a specific industry.
Right.
There's a huge collusion of big pharma, which is, you know, probably the wealthiest industry in the history of the world, with big medicine. And there's absolutely no gain for them financially to teach you how to eat or to teach you how to optimize your body's, you know, detoxification systems. So you're going to have to take a look at what's going on in the world and arrive at these conclusions without, you know, if the way you get your health information is my doctor says, then probably this isn't going to be for you, because these are for people who are kind of a little bit more free thinking and take their health into their own hands a little bit more and get self-educated a little bit more. And if that's you, then you want to go watch my video masterclass. Let me touch on a few of the toxicities. One of them is opportunistics. One of them is pesticides and herbicides. You know, people think, you know, when they start first learning about how ubiquitous pesticides and herbicides are in our environment, and how glyphosate, called Roundup, the brand name is Roundup, is in just everything. It's in wine, it's in our vaccines, it's in our food, it's in our groundwater, and it's just getting into everything, and it's just terribly toxic. They think, oh, well, they spray fruits and vegetables with it, therefore I'll stay away from fruits and vegetables. Worst thing you could do, because guess what? Glyphosate and other, you know, other types of herbicides and pesticides are higher in processed foods, and pesticides are higher in animal products than they are in conventionally sprayed produce. So even buying non-organic conventionally sprayed produce, most of which you can wash, right, is still your best bet if you can't afford or you can't find organics. But, you know, something exciting that's going on in the world, Beverly, is that organics are getting more accessible. They're in Costco. There's literally hundreds of organic products in Costco. The we are, as consumers, sending a message, which is a really, really important mission of mine, is to help people realize that they're actually doing all of us, they're doing their future children and grandchildren, they're doing the whole world a favor when they buy organics. We aren't just making a better choice for our health. We are also sending a message in the economy. We want more of this. Okay, the more we buy of it, the more the prices come down. And I have seen the price come down so far on organics to the point where it's not even much of a differential. I mean, when I started on this path 20 years ago, you couldn't find organics. I used to spend a lot of energy like washing my produce because, you know, I don't want to buy produce just to eat pesticides, right? That's not the point. But now, I mean, it's so easy. It's so easy to find, and it's, you know, not super expensive. It used to be 2 and 3 times as expensive to buy the organics. So,
oh yeah, it used to be really expensive.
Yeah, well, and now it's not just, now at Costco you can buy organic triple washed greens. Like there's no excuse left to not be eating tons and tons of greens, which are your most detoxifying, your most alkalizing, your most oxygenating, your most healing, your most nutrient dense foods. I mean, you can buy big bags of, you know, organic triple washed greens. So you've got your opportunistics. We're talking about viral, bacterial, mold, fungus, mycotoxins. You've got your pesticides and herbicides. You've got your environmental toxins. In the water, we've got endocrine disruptors like fluoride and chlorine, which literally mimic estrogens and confuse the body's hormone signals and really mess us up hormonally, which affects our mood, which affects our ability to be at our ideal weight.
It messes, you know, up just a whole lot of things with these hormones. Now you're talking about these things that your detox some of the toxins that we have in our bodies. Now, does your detox protocol pretty much get rid of all of these and the other ones that you hadn't mentioned yet?
So when you say get rid of all of them, would I make the claim that in 26 days you're going to get rid of, you know, in my case, I'm 50 years old. 50 years of hundreds and hundreds of toxins built up from breathing. Like, I live in a valley where it's super, super polluted in the winters and can't move because my baby boy is still in high school and he's like an all-star pitcher. I can't move. I will eventually move and get out of this place. But in the wintertime, I'm breathing a lot of pollution. In 26 days, did I get rid of 50 years worth of pollutants? No, that's not even possible. However, I'm reducing that toxic body burden.
Right.
And
okay.
by doing it twice a year, you're giving yourself a timeout, you're honoring those systems, you're decreasing that toxic load, and you're helping all those organs work better.
Yeah. Well, and probably too, as you keep doing it year after year, you're overall reducing the load. But it would be, I would think, near impossible to get rid of all of them. But I guess enough of them that your health can, you can see a pretty big improvement in your health probably after 26 days. Does your average person that goes through your program see a pretty significant improvement in their health?
You know, it's absolutely astonishing. In fact, this week I've been working on, I interviewed a whole bunch of people who've done our detox, and people who've lost 25 pounds, people who've gotten off their diabetes meds, people who've gotten off their heart disease meds, people who've gotten off both diabetes and heart disease meds, same person. People who are in process of healing from cancer, and they want to actually repair cell damage to cells that have been damaged by radiation and by, you know, all the toxic chemical cocktail in chemotherapy. And we have received hundreds and hundreds of testimonials from them, and not like they just all of them come in spontaneously. At the end of the detox, we send out an email and say, tell us about your experience, please. And I give $5 to Mothers Without Borders, just, you know, my favorite charity. You know, my kids are going to Africa to work for them this summer, and it's just my favorite place to give money. And I say, if you'll just tell me your experience, I'll give them $5 plus I'll give a dollar for every pound that you lost. They just tell us your results. And so we just are making a video of the before and after photos and the stories of things people tell us. And it's absolutely inspiring to hear what the human body accomplishes in 26 days when you give it the raw materials that it needs and wants to be able to clean house.
And in enough quantity, I'm sure that it can actually do the job.
Yeah, I mean, really, lots of fiber and lots of micronutrients is really are the keys there, if we were to boil it down. And also giving the body a break from having to keep up with this, you know, constant onslaught of toxicity. I mean, alcohol is obviously toxic. Everyone knows that. You know, we don't even talk to people about smoking because most people who come to our detox aren't smokers, but we have quite a few previous smokers and people who are wanting to, you know, undo the damage that did to their cells. You know, if you stop smoking 10 years later, your lungs look about like mine do.
Yeah, you know, that's right. I did a research paper in high school, and it was on lung cancer, I believe. And that is exactly what I discovered several years ago through my research. You're exactly right. So that just shows how the body can heal itself if it's given what it needs to do the job.
Well, yeah. And that's what's exciting. And that's the main message here. You know, like, let's, in counterpoint to the umbilical cord study, where we discover that a newborn baby literally comes into this world with 230 carcinogenic chemicals. And like you said, the cumulative effect of chemical A plus B plus C plus D, you can't run a study like that. That's not even possible. And so we just sit here and watch people, you know, now it's one in two men who get cancer, and, you know, one in about 2.5 women who get cancer. We could look at that, or we could take a look, and we should be realistic, and we should know these kinds of challenges we're up against in this world. And then we should look at the remarkable effects of just a 26 day process. I mean, I would make it shorter if I thought I could get the job done. If I thought I could systematically help you clean out decades worth of catarrhal mucoid plaque that's built up in your colon. And I'm telling you, this stuff is real. It's like tire rubber. And I know this because it came out of me in my first detox over 20 years ago. And it made a believer out of me. And it made me wonder, well, what else is in there, you know? And I've never seen that kind of thing come out of me again, because after that, I was really motivated, which is another exciting side benefit of doing this 26-day detox, is that when you see these things happen, you become far more aware of the effects on you of the toxic stuff that we bring in. And then, you know, committing to do it twice a year. I mean, my input of toxins doesn't end after doing one time through the program. So I always like to, in that four video masterclass that I know you're inviting your readers into, you're going to learn about what is toxicity, why I'm sick, and seven different types of toxins and how to eliminate them. But you're also going to learn about the foods that cause your toxic issues and the foods that resolve them. I mean, God put on this planet an amazing, colorful, delicious array of foods that heal our cells and that clean the lymphatic system and the cardiovascular system, the blood, the colon. And you're going to learn, I was mentioning this to you before we started the broadcast, Beverly, you're going to learn that the healing isn't just physical. When you focus on a cleanse, and you're not calorie suppressing, you're not counting grams of proteins, fats, and carbs. We don't care about that. That is diet think. That is processed food thinking right there. That's what the food industry wants us thinking about, is stupid things like how many grams of proteins, fats, and carbs. That's just not helpful. Nothing about that is going to help you heal. You're going to learn that the benefits aren't just physical.
Yeah, and Robin, I want to let you pause you right just there just for a minute. I want to take a little station break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about how that we can detox our emotions with your program. This is Beverly Butler, and you're listening to the Misdiagnosed Live podcast and talk radio on America Out Loud Network.
Well, we're a new breed of talk radio, and with a new breed of host and shows to entertain and inform you. It's America Out Loud Talk Radio, with shows like Blue Lives Radio, OPSEC Radio Special Operations, shows that impact your health, like The Misdiagnosed Life, The Dr. Stem Show, What's Inside You, Mind, Body, Energy, and our newest show, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us here at America Out Loud Talk Radio Network.
Talking today to the Green Smoothie Girl, her name's Robin Openshaw, and she's a detox expert and has researched this subject for 25 years. She's done several detox programs herself, and she has developed a program of her own that she uses and has a lot of people. She's, I think, had about 8,000 or so people go through her detox program and have had tremendous results. And Robin was about, before we took the break here, she was about to tell us how that we don't just detox, you know, physical toxins like heavy metals, parasites, and bad bacteria and things like that out of our systems, but we detox emotions from our system. Now, this is something that you know, I knew you could detox that, but I didn't realize you could actually do it by doing a physical liquid cleanse the way her program's set up. So, Robin, tell us about this now. How can you detox? Now, this is going to be something that's going to be hard for people to grasp, but how can you actually detox emotions? How does that happen with your detox program?
Well, I was telling you before we got on that it's not really a subject that I like to lead with, because I like people to learn a little bit more about why we need to focus on cleansing the body a couple times a year before we get into this deeper subject, which is the connection between all these proteins that are, you know, let me back up. Einstein said everything in life is vibration. And Tesla later said, if you want secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Now, those quotes by Einstein and Tesla really are the underpinning of, you know, if you can encapsulate what is quantum physics. And we've gone on to learn that Newton's physics was lacking a lot of information. And so quantum physics talks more about or delves into more of the physics and the biology of that quantum thinking where everything is energies. And it's no longer woo-woo thinking, because, you know, that's the cutting edge of medicine. Even standard of care medicine uses lasers that are just focused energies, and vibrations, and measuring frequencies is what an EEG does, an EKG. And so knowing that energies are real, hopefully this won't be too out there, because usually I like someone to go through the first three videos first before I start talking to them about the emotional healing that happens when you do a physical detox. And I'll leave the cliffhanger that you can go in there and hear my story of what happened when I went through this first 21-day really hardcore cleanse. It was much more difficult than the one I take people through, because honestly, I would have people go and do it and they all fail. They were all like dropping out by day 10 or whatever. And I did it for 21 days, and I don't know why I had the ability to stay it through when so many others failed. But you don't eat any food. You're like drinking bentonite clay and psyllium husk powder and you're doing a little bit of juicing and that's it. But I had an absolutely profound experience, and I had to go study why I was able to forgive through the process of this 21-day cleanse. And I wasn't trying to. I wasn't my focus. My focus was physical. I was hoping to heal. I was hoping to ditch a bunch of these 21 diseases I had. I spent 6 years going through infertility treatments and wishing that I could be a mother and having miscarriages and infertility and complete inability to conceive for the most part. I was trying to solve those problems. And what I did not expect was the incredible emotional healing that happened as negative events and things that I had struggled to forgive in my past as a child in an abusive family left me. I was able to forgive things that are fairly unthinkable, and I didn't try to forgive them. But what I learned later is that our proteins trap our emotions. That is where those energies are held, are in proteins. And because Americans eat such a high protein diet, and we're all so obsessed with proteins, thanks to a series of ridiculous diet fads where the food industry and the diet industry together have conspired to make us think that we're all going to die of some protein deficiency disease, even though there's actually zero protein deficient people on the planet, including vegetarians, including people who are underfed. There's calorie deficiency out there, but you know, we this ridiculous idea that Americans have that we need to eat 20% protein means that we're bumping out fiber and micronutrients from our diet, and those are the disease preventative things. Well, as a result of how much protein we eat, we all have lots of undigested proteins in our blood. And as the body is able to shift, like you said, Beverly, shift energies into cleanup away from, you know, the urgent task of constantly metabolizing way too much food and really heavy food, when the body starts to break down and eliminate these protein fragments, don't be surprised if old emotions that aren't serving you anymore, that have been holding you back without you even realizing it, don't be surprised if as those proteins leave you, and in my case, not to be gross, but left me in chunks out of catarrhal mucoid plaque built up in my 35 feet of digestive tract after years and years and years of drinking soda and eating sugar and white flour and all kinds of crap, as that stuff left me, so too did a lot of negative emotions. I was able to forgive someone who I had spent my entire life struggling against the wrongs that this person who was supposed to protect me did. And I didn't even have my mind on that. Like, I wasn't in the detox thinking about that. It wasn't particularly a hot, you know, spot in my life at the time, but memories flooded through me as chunks of stuff left me. And they flooded through me and they left for good.
Always follow the doctor's orders, but this just gives your program that much more credibility when doctors are seeing test results. I mean, it's hard to argue with numbers. And when the test results before and after are so dramatic, as I know that they have been in many cases of the people that have followed your program, and then when the doctor tells them to keep doing it, I mean, that is evidence that's hard to argue against. Now, you say that detoxing can be fun. Tell us a little bit about your program and how can it be fun? Because to a lot of people, that doesn't sound fun.
Well, it's daunting to think about, you know, challenging your addictions. There's not very many of us in America 2017 who aren't addicted to something or five things. And what's fun about it is that we really encourage somebody to bring a buddy. It could be your spouse. It could be an adult child. It can be your best friend, a neighbor. We really like it to be someone who you can share food prep with. That's ideal. But if not, if it's someone who's across the country and you can't share food prep, at least they're accountable. They're your accountability buddy. And so it can be a real bonding experience between spouses. We've heard that many, many times. We've heard people have, you know, intimacy breakthroughs when the husband writes us and says, I lost 25 pounds and I'm off the couch and back in the big bed, and, you know, really helped with my snoring. So I can, you know, there's, you know, this affects a couple's intimacy when, you know, they're not even sleeping in the same room anymore because of sleep and snoring issues and obesity.
So you mean snoring goes away?
I never say this will happen because...
But it has.
If someone's 400 pounds and they get down to 375, wow, they've got some great momentum and they'll probably keep going. This is really exciting. But I wouldn't say that someone going from 400 to 375 pounds is going to disappear their snoring. So it entirely depends on circumstances. But yes, it has. It has because, you know, I mean, obesity causes snoring. There's, you know, a lot more people who are overweight who snore than people who are at their ideal weight. And so, you know, I mean, that's just like an example of the kinds of things that happen. But we have stories of everything imaginable starting to heal, because what's exciting is the body knows how. It wants to, it needs the right raw materials, and it needs a little time and space.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you do it longer than 26 days, or is 26 days all you suggest, and do that maybe twice a year?
Yeah, I was reading a testimonial from someone yesterday who said, I couldn't believe I could do this. I'm not a finisher. That's how she put it. I thought it was kind of funny. I'm not a finisher. Couldn't believe that I did this the whole 26 days. But I stayed on an extra couple days because I just stayed on a certain phase until I was ready to move on. And sorry, Beverly, I totally forgot to finish the answer to how can it be fun. One is we have a really thriving Facebook support page. And when we support a detox three times a year, which we're doing right now, because spring is a time that people think about cleaning house in general, and it's just historically a time people want to focus on something like that and ditch a few pounds before short season comes on and things like that. It's really a bonding experience. You make new friends. If you don't bring a buddy to the party, which we like for the social aspect of it and the support aspect of it, you can find yourself a buddy on the Green Smoothie Girl Detox private support page if you join us as a full support member or as a lifetime member. But it's fun when all of a sudden you feel better than you did in 20 years. And we had a lady in our, over New Year's, you know, people, that's a really popular time to detox too. But we had a lady in early January. She's around late 50s, I think. She posted a photo in our Facebook page of the snowman she built. And this is not like she wasn't doing it with her grandkids or anything like that. Like she literally was so full of energy. She did not know what to do with herself. And you know, some people, one of their detox reactions is to have lower energy for a period of time or for part of the detox. And for a really toxic person, like someone who's taken a lot of medications, maybe someone who's been on chemo, they may struggle with their energy through the whole 26 days. But most people have this ridiculous amount of energy. And so I often tell people when they're starting into the detox, like plan what you're going to do with your extra energy. Because if you've been a couch potato for years, and all of a sudden you start releasing extra pounds, you start releasing all this toxicity, and all of a sudden you have all these organs that are working optimally for the first time in decades, you are going to feel amazing. And this may be weird and new for you, so think what you're going to do. And like I said, this one lady, Cindy, went out and built a snowman and sent us a photo of it. So
that's funny. Well, I can hear the people wanting to line up now, because you're saying you can lose weight, get healthier, improve a lot of health symptoms, and have so much energy you don't know what to do with. I mean, I can hear people wanting to line up now to do this. I mean, this sounds too good to be true almost. You know.
Well, healing isn't too good to be true. Your body has healed many, many times. Some of the holistic practitioners that I've studied with all over the world, I went all over five continents, went to 19 different clinics that help people heal holistically, help the whole body heal. They have told me that by their estimates, people have diagnosable cancer four times in their life. That, you know, if you just happen to go in for, you know, a CAT scan or whatever, you would find out you have cancer. And why do we have cancer an average of four times in our lifetime in enough development that it's actually detectable by tests? Because the body is metabolizing cancer every day. The body is killing bacterial and viral infections we never even knew we had, because the body takes care of it before we get sick. So why do some of us get sick? It's because our immune system is so maxed. And so, you know, expect great things. Everyone's experience isn't the same. I mean, we have people, there's lots of strange things that happen. You're going to feel a lot of strange things. You might find that your emotions are more up and down. You're just feeling more in general. When you stop numbing out with, you know, chips on the couch at night, or, you know, two glasses of wine, you know, every night with dinner. And when you give the body space and time and good raw materials, some very strange things happen, but they are exciting. They can be really fun, and they're going to renew your faith in the healing ability of the human body and spirit.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Now, you say this, it helps reduce inflammation. I want to talk just briefly about that before we come to the end of the podcast here, because inflammation has been, they're learning more and more, that's at the root of many, many, many diseases and illnesses. But you say it reduces inflammation, which would make sense.
Yeah. I mean, inflammation is disease.
Right.
So inflammation is an injured cell. And generally, if you have inflammation and you're feeling it, like you have stiff knees, or you're starting to have arthritis, or any number of inflammatory diseases, it's because there's literally billions of cells that are injured. Imagine them being red and puffy and suffering and retaining fluids just to try to survive. And so one of the things that our detox does, one of the many mechanisms that allows you to heal, is that we're increasing the potassium in your body. So there's a shifting of cell salts, and you're increasing in potassium and you're releasing sodium. And so people will say, that is just crazy that the average weight loss is 12.5 pounds in 26 days. There's no way that could be all fat. And I say, no, it's only about 90 to 95% fat. And we know this because we've had people do fat, and usually we aren't even telling them to do it, but we have had people on purpose do the body mass index and all that before and after. It's about 90 to 95% fat loss, because like I said, when, you know, all this toxicity leaves the body, the fat isn't needed. It doesn't need to hang around. It's like you were talking about before we started recording, how sometimes you don't even know why you're losing weight. And sometimes you don't know why you can't lose weight. Well, toxicity is often at the root of that. But when we increase potassium and we're eating potassium-rich whole plant foods, and you may not even know that's why some of the foods are included in the program, but as we are releasing sodium from the body, we are releasing some fluids. People say, oh, that's just fluid loss. That's just water loss. So let me tell you what water. It's dirty, trapped fluids in inflamed cells. The fluids that are leaving aren't like, you know, your brain is shrinking from not enough water. It's inflamed cells releasing fluids. It's a positive thing. And so, people tell us all the time their joints don't hurt. Like they'll be 5, 7, 10 days into the program and they're saying, oh my gosh, my joints have hurt for so many years that I've just accepted it as a feature of my life. And all of a sudden I'm like getting down on the floor with my grandchildren. Or there's just like hundreds and hundreds of stories like that that we've heard over the last 4 years since we've been, you know, since we rolled out this program and have been helping people, you know, cleanse and optimize. And so we are actually in the process healing cells. We want integrity of the cell membrane. We want only clean fluids in there. We want nutrition entering the cell and toxic waste leaving the cell instead of getting trapped in there. And, you know, and everything is just sort of bruised. And, you know, that's what inflammation is injury to the cell. And so imagine if you know, you're on day 6 and all of a sudden a craving hits you. We really starve out the cravings in the first 4 days as well. Like you're not eating any fruit, you're not eating any sugars at all, because we just want to get the cravings and the obsession with the things we're addicted to like behind us as fast as possible. But just imagine if you hit a craving, just say, wait a minute, this craving is going to be gone in 10 minutes. Let me just sit and let it pass. But my body's doing some really important things. Like there's billions of cells right now healing. They are healing. The body is hard at work doing this powerful healing work. Let's just let this happen. Like let's let this play out. The body is, it's not resting. It's not kicking back and putting its feet up. It is hard at work, resting, rebuilding, repairing, cleansing, sweeping out. It's an absolutely remarkable, beautiful, miraculous process. And it's going to give you far more respect for your body, and you probably will find yourself treating your body with more respect because you sat there and you gave it a minute. I mean, the liver does over 500 different things for us, but you've never seen it. It's really easy to ignore your liver because you've never seen it. Yeah. It's working for you 24 hours a day, you know, 60 minutes out of every hour. And we're going to give it, we're down on one knee, giving it the respect it deserves during this 26-day process, because he's in there just working his little heart out. I mean, a lot of people say the liver should be regarded as the hub, not the heart.
Yeah, I agree. I'm really excited. It's like I've said before, I have tried different detoxes and done different detoxes through the years. And I must say, I'm going to try this one. I'm going to do this one. And I just got your program here yesterday, I believe it was. I've got to take time to dig into it, but I'm just about ready to start it. I actually just had a lot of lab work done this morning because I want to do before and after and that kind of a thing. I've been needing some of that done anyway. So I'm really excited, and talking to you is getting me even more excited. So tell us briefly, you said this resets your body's weight set point. Explain that just real briefly, and then we'll talk about how people can get involved with this.
Yeah, the weight set point isn't something that gets talked about very often, but women know what I'm talking about when I say, so there's this place that your body wants to be in terms of your weight, and it's not generally where women want it to be. It's usually 5, 7, 10 pounds off of where they want it to be. And what scientists think is going on there, that women's bodies hoard fat, especially around the middle, is that it's a biological adaptation to protecting the reproductive system. And so we tend to have extra fat around our middle because behind that wall of fat, or that layer of fat, is some very important reproductive organs. Now, then we get older and maybe we're not of reproductive age anymore, but by then most of us damaged our metabolic activity by doing stupid diets that don't work and that keep putting us into ketogenesis over and over and over again. And over time, you know, that ends up looking like diabetes. And over time, it makes us more insulin resistant. And over time, it makes our body hang on to fat that much more when we're yo-yoing. But bottom line is, when you detoxify, remember, you're giving your fat stores a pink slip. You are releasing it from the job it is doing for you. Instead of calorie suppressing, we are focusing on processes and foods that eliminate toxic chemicals. And so when we reduce that toxic burden, our fat just comes off easier. And many of us reset our metabolism at a lower weight. And so when I did my first detox, I lowered my set point by 7 pounds. I'd been at that weight for years and years and years and years, and I did lots of different diets. I did my first diet in college. I wasn't even overweight, but in college, you know, I like wanted to lose like 7 pounds. And so I paid some place in Northern Virginia where I was, paid the diet center, and would go in and weigh and count my calories and all that stuff. And none of that, I would lose weight and gain weight and lose weight and gain weight. And when I detoxed, I lost 7 pounds and I dipped down into the 130s. I'm tall, I'm almost 5'9", but I went from 144 down to 137 and stayed there.
Yeah, and that's the thing with a weight set point, when it, you know, that's the point that your weight is easy to get down to, but it's hard to get below it. And so if you can lower that just makes it that much better because it's easier to stay there.
Right. You nailed it. You said it a lot shorter than me. Good job.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is very exciting. So let's tell people what we're going to do is have a link at the bottom of the show notes below the podcast. And also, if you're driving, you don't, if you just want to email me or something, you can do that at BeverlyButler@AmericaOutloud.com, and I'll send you the link to some information. Tell them what they'll be getting. They'll be getting it's a free video masterclass that'll talk about the program, and they can find out more information about your detox program and how they can join it.
Yes, you're getting 4 videos, and it's not me sitting there rambling. It's me telling you in very short form why you might be sick due to toxicity, what the different toxins are in your body, what needs to happen for those to be eliminated, what the foods are that are detoxifying, the food classes, what the food classes are that caused your toxic body burden in the first place, and then what the connection is to your emotional and spiritual health of participating in a dedicated 26-day process. So it's really very information dense, whether you join us now or not. You know, at the time of this broadcast, it's what, spring 2017. I like people to take the class whether they're, you know, ready to get over their fear of detoxing or not. I mean, if your desire to get well, your desire to lose weight and keep it off, if your desire to go on this little adventure is bigger than your fear and nervousness, I mean, fear and nervousness are normal. That's why we do the full support, is because then you're in a community where we can keep our arms around you and answer your questions every day. And I have a team of very experienced detoxers, and they're just really loving, kind, patient people, and we answer questions. When your desire to be well is bigger than your nervousness about detoxifying, which is normal, then it's the right time. Then it's the right time to join us. And if not, you go take the class so you can learn about it. And if all you do is think about it until, you know, next fall when we do it again, then do that. But it's really important that you at least learn about how your body cleanses itself and why it needs some love and care.
Yeah, and these are really good videos. I've still got one or two more to watch, but I've seen the first two or three, and they're very informative. So it's just some good free information that whether, like she said, whether you do this or not, it's really good information, and it's very enlightening, and it helps it helps you learn more about the problems that, you know, our bodies are going through with all these toxins and the different foods and what they do and the different toxins and that kind of a thing. So, and again, there will be a link at the bottom of the podcast in the show notes. You can click on it and go and get these videos, or you can email me at BeverlyButler@AmericaOutloud.com, and I'll send you the link so that you can get these free videos and watch them yourself. Well, thank you, Robin. I appreciate your time, and thank you for figuring this stuff out and coming up with a detox program after 25 years of research and study that is sounds like it's not hard to do. And again, I've tested some of these drinks, and it's very good. And you've got all this figured out for us, so we just have to follow the program, and I'm excited. I'm going to do it myself, folks, because I've done detoxing before, and I firmly believe in it. You hear me talk all the time about how toxins are bad. Well, I'm about to do this program, so I'm going to test this one out. And I'm always testing and trying stuff. And so stay tuned, and I'll just have to keep you fill you in on how I do with it, because I'm about to start the 26-day detox. And if you want to join me, email me at BeverlyButler@AmericaOutloud.com. Or just click the link below this podcast in the show notes page. And thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Misdiagnosed Life podcast and talk radio on the America Out Loud Network.